Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we continue a focus on being thankful, living a thankful life. And today we're going to talk specifically about being thankful for faithful reputations, our own, and the faithful reputations of others specifically. In Romans 1, verse 8, Paul writes and says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world." Paul often would write to the various churches and talk about their reputation. Talk about how others see them, view them, hear them. As I think about the people in my life, sometimes it's so easy for me, at least in my personality, I suspect at least for some of you, maybe not everyone, but we remember those that, well, we're not so faithful. One of the common complaints about churches, wherever you go, by people that, are looking for excuses not to be involved, are, about the hypocritical lives of people that they can list off. And I'm guessing that they probably have encountered faithful people that are part of those churches that they complain about, perhaps even more faithful than those that were not. But when our mind dwells on the negative, that's what we see. The same is true of dwelling on the positive. You see, our thoughts kind of direct what we think. Kind of makes sense. But what we focus on helps to shape our overriding thoughts. I talked yesterday in a message I shared about a touch of faith, about a thought of faith, and how our faithful actions begin by thinking, by believing that God cares and that He can. When I think of being thankful for a faithful reputation, I think of my parents, who throughout their entire life that I've known them, have shown a faithfulness to each other, to their family, and to God. Some of my earliest recollections of childhood is coming down stairs from the bedrooms early in the morning and seeing my dad in a chair in the living room with a Bible on his lap and a cup of coffee beside of it. And I wonder what would happen to the people around us if we were more expressive about our thankfulness for their faithfulness. Living with a faithful reputation, living with a consistent faith is not always easy. And there are many times it's not even appreciated by the people around you. And those that do appreciate it are many times and often unsure of how to express that appreciation. But read the writings of Paul in the New Testament and you'll find that he was very specific about letting people know that the reputation of their faith, that the practice of their faith, that the work produced by their faith was being noticed. And I know at one level we really ought to know that God notices all of it. And he talks about our works done in secret being rewarded by him. About our prayers prayed in secret being answered by him. But as you consider how thankful you are for the faithful reputation of people around you, the next step is to consider how thankful they might be for you. And to evaluate that, we really have to step back and say, well, how faithful am I? Does my life portray a consistency that builds a reputation of faith? It's pretty difficult for someone to be thankful for my faithful reputation if I don't have one. But to realize that whether anyone ever says it or not, living a life of faith, living with a reputation of faith, makes a difference. It's noticeable. In the message yesterday also, I talked about the observation of faith. That we begin with that thought of faith, but as James would say, faith without works is dead, and so our faith ought to produce something that is observable. That's how people know that we have it. That's how they gain a reputation of faith. That's how we gain a reputation of faith. And when we continually do the things that align with God's Word, and it becomes more difficult the more biblically illiterate people are, when the more they don't grasp what God's Word says, for them to realize that what you're doing is living a faithful life. But there are those that have a basic idea, and many people do, whether they are involved in church or not. I talked a few times about my first job outside of family. It was a commercial roofing crew with a boss, an owner, that was an alcoholic. And as this 18-year-old kid working with a group of guys that, well, lived differently than I did. One day, the boss of mine made a comment about my being the first Christian that he had met that did not eventually join them. And he recognized what they were doing was not godly. It was not something that would please God. It wasn't convicted at that point enough to change. But the Christians that he had interacted with previously, in his mind, would not have had a faithful reputation. They said one thing, but eventually they decided to do something different. And when we consider the people that are watching, some know a lot about what God wants us to do, about what His Word says. Others don't know very much, but they know the basics. And they may not even know that it's out of God's Word, but many have a basic sense of morality that does align. The idea of not killing and stealing and cheating and the things that governmental laws tend to align with are primarily God's laws. And when we live with that faithful reputation of being known as a person who is honest, a person that can be trusted, a person that values the life of others, we grow in this faithful reputation. As we pray this morning, I would encourage you to ask God to open up your mind to those that you are thankful for, to show you ways to express that thankfulness, but then to examine your reputation. Is it one of faith? And I know that we all stumble. The Bible says that. I tell people, some, one of the most encouraging verses in the Bible to me as I grow older is a verse that I really liked early in life for a different reason. And it's the passage out of Isaiah that says, even youth stumble and fall, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up on wings like eagles. And I've always liked and focused on that part about waiting upon the Lord. And some translators say, but who put their hope in the Lord. I like that idea of being renewed because of that faith. But when I was a younger person, I really just kind of brushed over that introduction that said, even youth stumble and fall. And so we all have room to grow. And just because we still have room for growth doesn't mean we can't live with a faithful reputation. And so allow God to help you examine the growth areas so that you can be one who others are thankful for because of your reputation of faith. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is so great and so consistent. You are the definition of faithfulness. God, today I am thankful for a variety of faithful people that have been in my life. I think of my parents. I think of various elders that I've worked with here at Deer Run. I think of the staff that I work with. And Father, while there have been examples in my life of people whose faithfulness has faltered and at times disappointed, I'm pretty confident that there are others that have seen me falter and have been disappointed in my faithfulness. But Father, today help us to grow not simply in a thankfulness for the faithful reputation of others, of that great cloud of witnesses that some have gone on before us, some are still around us. But may we live as those who are faithful, as those who have a reputation of faith that others can be thankful for. May we grow in seeing the areas that need improvement. May we grow in living a life of faith. May we grow in our consistency of saying and doing things that align with your word. Father, may we live today as those who are faithful. And as we choose each day to live as those who are faithful, may that reputation of belonging to you grow. And may the faithful reputation that we see in others, may the faithful reputation that we live with be exhibited in such a way that we lift up Jesus all the time. Father, as we lift up Jesus today, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.